Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today and inviting you to call a friend and invite your friend to tune into the program on the radio station that you're listening to, as we're about to join my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful and endearing message entitled, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. Do you realize that the greatest ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is going on right now in the heavenlies, where he sits on the right hand of our Father as our eternal high priest? I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ.
There can only be one mediator between God and man, the man, the Lord Jesus Christ. No priest can mediate you. Mary can't mediate you. Contrary to that false teaching, she's just a mere woman. She was not God. She was born of earthly parents. She did not have a heavenly parent. Only Jesus had an earthly parent and a heavenly parent. Only Jesus could be human and divine, and only Jesus could understand both sides. Therefore, only Jesus could be the mediator and the high priest. Qualification of a high priest, he had to be one of the same kind, so he could be touched with the feelings of their infirmities, so that he could sigh and cry. And Jesus took on humanity. Oh, the depths of the love of God. It's past finding out. It still blows my mind that he that was deity from eternity past and forever and ever would become a man and sit where we have to sit, walk where we have to walk, lie where we have to lie. In other words, be tempted in all points, like as we. Thank God, the Son of God did it. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a clap offering for that. And the Word of God that was forever and ever in the past and is forever and ever in the future stepped into history, laid aside his outward form of majesty, and robed his deity with humanity, till Paul said that in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The thing is, in the second chapter of Colossians, stepped out of his God form, stepped into a human form, but all of the essence of his deity was there. He could never cease to be God, but he could cease to act as God and only act as a human being. Not only did he get into the human family as a human being, he didn't come in the highest form of a king or a potentate, but he stepped to the lowest form of a servant. Oh, he humbled himself, being in the form of God, being in the essence of God. He took on him the essence of the servant, of the apostle, of the prophet, of the lamb, and now the high priest. And he was made in the likeness of man. The only difference was he was made sinless, like Adam was before he sinned. But he was capable of being tempted and tested. And the Bible said that he was tempted in all points, like as we, yet he didn't sin. To be a high priest, he had to qualify. He had to be one of the same, of those that he would represent. The high priest Aaron had to be of the family of Israel and of the seed of Abraham. And Jesus was of the family of Abraham and the line of the tribe of Judah. And he became a high priest. Not after the Aaron priesthood that would change. Oh, but a more perfect priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, which is an eternal priesthood. And he is a priest forever. When he delivered up his soul and then offered his body on Calvary, he put on his priesthood garments. He took his own blood that ran into the basin of the world. He ascended into heaven. the Holy of Holies. For wherever the Holy One is, that's the most holy place in the world. And what know you not, that your body is the temple or the holy place of the most holy God. Therefore be ye holy, for the most holy God is holy, and the holy place is to be most holy. And he wanted you the most holy, the holy of holiest, with his own blood, and sprinkled the mercy seat. He covered death and our debt with his blood and his life. And there he obtained eternal salvation. And he went to the right hand of the Father. And he sat down, meaning his work as far as sin and offering sin and a sacrifice for sin, it is finished. For by one sacrifice, he has perfected forever those that come to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions. His ministry now in heaven is to be the king priest. He was the apostle prophet on the earth, but he is the king priest now, seated on the right hand of the Father. And there he is the mediator between man and God, being deity. He understands God, and putting on humanity, he understands man. So when we do something that we shouldn't do, even after we're a child of God, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we shall obtain mercy, for he is our eternal high priest. When God first made this truth real to me, I couldn't get over it. Jesus is the eternal high priest. He is our high priest forever. If ever I need him, not only in this life, but in the life to come, if I need him, if I would do something to displease the Father, then I have someone that'll be a go-between, between me and the Father. And I can come to my high priest. And when I come to high priest Jesus, he will go to the Father and mediate. The Father might see us do something, especially after we're a child of God, that he would be angry. And he would want to judge us severely. Because I can almost understand a little bit. How could we sin? How could we be willfully disobedient to God after he has revealed his greatness, his love, and his mercy unto us in giving his son Jesus? How many say amen? I don't know about you, but if I sat on the throne and after I have revealed my mercy and grace and love to the lost, and picked the vile and dirty up like I was, and cleansed them with the blood, and begot them with the word, and put my spirit in him, if they would do something, I don't know what I would do to them. I would feel that they were ungrateful. But any time that we do that, and the Father would want to bring judgment, we can run to Jesus, and our high priest will go to the Father and say, Father, you don't know what it is to be tempted and tried. You don't know what it is to roll all night without any sleep, with all kind of pressure. Pressure on the job. Pressure at home. Pressure financially. Pressure mentally. Pressure physically. You don't know, Father, but I sat where they sat. And I walked where they had to walk. And I lied where they had to lie. Father, I was tempted in all points, like as they, in the same humanity, in the same condition that they're in. I got into that humanity. I subjugated myself to that same condition. I became like them because I wanted to understand them. That's why you sent me, Father. Because you thought you might have been too harsh under the law. Maybe you could have done something different. Could you understand your creature? You wanted to understand them more because you loved them. And you showed your love so much because you became like them. That's why man was made in God's image, so that God could become man, because God would not put an inferior image on. And this isn't something Jesus did in his earth walk. and then laid aside on resurrection. No, he has become the eternal God-man. He is still a possessor of deity and humanity. He just didn't assume humanity for his earth walk and then go back to heaven and discard it. No, when they said the Lord has risen, Thomas said, except I see his hands and put my hands in the print, and except I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. And Jesus appeared and said, come on, Thomas, put your hand in my print. Put your hand in the hand of the man whose hand is wounded with the spikes of Calvary. Put your hand in the side of the man whose man's side is scarred by the spear wherewith water and blood came out that cleansed all your sins. Look at me and see that I am flesh and bone. I am just like you, flesh and bone, and I will be flesh and bone forever. Even though I'm deity on the inside, I shall be flesh and bone outside. Even though I'm deity, I'm still humanity, and I understand the Father, and I understand you, and I love the Father, and I love you, and when you get in trouble, I'm alive forevermore. Hallelujah! Because Jesus, it's like Samuel. He's the king priest that rules his people. He's not even a Saul or a David. That's just a prophet king. He's the king priest that reigns and rules over his people forever and ever.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the eternal priesthood of Christ. You know, at Christmas we celebrate him as the babe of Bethlehem, the Son of God. And at Easter, we celebrate him as the Lamb of God who hung upon the cross, our Savior who took away our sins. But you know, it's after he arose from the dead, he took on his present and eternal role as our faithful, able, merciful high priest, because there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus laid aside his deity to become a human, and the lowest of all, he took on himself the role as a servant, that he took our sins and bare our iniquities, dying on the cross, obeying his Father. But then when he entered into the holy place and put his blood upon that mercy seat, he became our faithful eternal high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. And because he took on the nature of man, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in every point, like as we are tempted, but without sin. And that's why we can run to him in our time of need and make our petitions known, because he's able to understand what we're going through. What a beautiful thing to know. What a comfort to know that Jesus ever lives as our eternal high priest. You will never think of Jesus in the same way once you have really gotten this message in your spirit. And it is available in its entirety on one CD or audio tape for your love gift to the radio ministry of at least $10. Please ask for offer number 164 CD if you want it on CD, or 164T if you want it on audio tape, and send your request for this powerful message, the Eternal Priesthood of Christ, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to ask for offer number 164 CD or 164T with your love gift of at least $10 to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.